Good morning, it's Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Friday morning. COVID-19 has finally hit the NFL, really for the first time this year. It was announced yesterday that the Pro Football Hall of Fame has canceled the NFL's preseason opening game, which was set to be between the Dallas Cowboys and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now that game is the first NFL game to be canceled so far because of the ongoing pandemic. And not only was the Pro Football Hall of Fame's opening game canceled, the enshrinement ceremonies that go along with it has been postponed as well. And while it has been canceled for this year, they will play next year in the opening game for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They're scheduled to face off against each other next year on August 8th. Same weekend, the enshrinement ceremony will be held as well. Over now onto the PGA Tour. The Travelers Championship is underway at TPC River Highlands. Mackenzie Hughes is in the lead with a score of 10 under, with Rory McIlroy right behind him with a score of 7 under. Hughes, who again is in first place right now, had a heck of a day yesterday, shooting a career low 60. And finally, in the NBA this morning, it's the end of an era. Yesterday, Vince Carter announced that he was officially done after 22 years in the NBA. Now, Carter had initially announced his retirement last year, but this time he says he is officially done with playing professional basketball. Carter is the 19th all-time in NBA history in scoring, and he was the league's rookie of the year back in 1999. Additionally, wasn't that bad of a dunker. And that's going to do it for your sports update on this Friday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.